Welcome to the Heart for God podcast. With many years of experience pastoring and helping to start churches, Dr. Jim Townsley has some practical and biblical advice that can be a great help to you and your ministry. On this podcast, Dr. Townsley and other guests with special expertise cover a variety of topics. His goal is to help you lead your church to be a healthy, strong, and balanced ministry, and for your family to be happy, healthy, and living for the Lord.
Welcome to today's podcast. So glad you joined us. I have with me here a friend, Brother Andrew Phipps. And Brother Andrew, tell us what you do, what your ministry is, and what's involved in it.
Thank you, Brother Townsley. I live in Muncie, Indiana. We have called our efforts Faith, Family, Freedom. I think those are three wonderful words when we think about our faith in Christ, when we think about our families, and we think about the preservation of our freedoms. I taught government for a good while at the public high school level, and then been privileged to be on radio and television for quite a few years. Actually, I started on radio in 1975, and then seemed like in the last 8 to 10 years, we've transitioned more to television, and then also, like what you're doing, Brother Townsley, podcast. I was involved politically. I lost the race for state senate by 609 votes. I worked for Mike Pence when he was a congressman. I actually was running against him, but I got an ear infection and dropped out to support him. But the Lord has been gracious and good to me. My family, that they were born and reared in the state of Kentucky, down in Wayne County, McCreary County. My mother, her maiden name is Ross. Brother Jerry Ross and I don't know, he thinks we might be connected.
Now, but where is that? What part of Kentucky? Is that western?
Well, actually, south central. If you would drop a string or rope or something right down through the middle of Kentucky, Somerset is probably the larger city that's close to both areas. Wayne and McCreary County, they are adjacent counties. McCreary was named after Governor James B. McCreary. It's the youngest of all the counties. It became a county in 1912. There are 120 counties, Brother Townsley, in the state of Kentucky, and my dad lived over in the rural area there of Wayne County. The county seat is Monticello. But I was born in Indiana, lived, my folks went back to Kentucky when I was just about 4 years old, and lived there till I was about 10.
So, you know, a Hoosier, I'm told, because I grew up in Indiana.
Yes, sir.
A Hoosier, they say, is a Kentuckian on his way to Detroit. He ran out of gas.
It could
didn't
be,
make it.
It could be. We, in some of our Indiana history books, supposedly, some say it got its name Hoosier from a person of that same name. Others say it was when people would, in the frontier days, when they would come upon a neighbor house, they would say, "Who's here?" And it became Hoosier, but
that's,
I don't know whatever, if it's ever been finalized. But you know, Indiana, we were kind of more towards an industrial state, but in latter years, we've lost a lot of that base, and the secondary plants that help the automotive industries that had job shops and like places like Muncie Chevrolet and Delco Battery, Warner Gear, and places like that. We lost a lot of work, but we've had a Honda plant down in southern Indiana, Ford plant in Indianapolis, and so I think it seems like that as far as jobs, we might have stabilized a little bit.
Now, even Kentucky is a pretty conservative state by most people.
Yes.
Perhaps the northern part of India, not as much. But for most of the states, I think they're pretty conservative.
Right.
So with those roots, now you have a great connection
with politics, right, and history, and tell me a little bit more about what you do. You travel around quite a bit.
I do. I've been privileged, thank you, to be at your church and be with others up in the New England area, like Brother Todd Bell and some of the good preachers of Paul Chapman and Marty Schott and just different ones that come to mind. And I feel like that I have a good opportunity to try to do the best I can to speak truth to error. One of the quotes that I have put to mind, I think my friend Mike Pence may have been the origin of it, is that truth becomes hate to those who hate the truth. And, you know, sometimes truth may not be popular, but the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so we need truth. We have to have it. In the, I believe it's the 18th chapter of the book of Exodus, Moses' father-in-law gave him the prescription for government there. He told him, you can't handle every matter, so you need to divide people, thousands into hundreds, fifties, and tens, and so on, which is the division of powers. Then he said, search out men that are able, men of truth, men that love God and hate covetousness. And so God ordained government, as you very well know, Brother Townsley, you've also been involved. And I think we need to all be involved. We're citizens. We have a responsibility to make decisions. And obviously, sometimes the choices in the secular world, we're not electing a pastor. We're electing people to govern over us at all levels, national, state, and local. And so sometimes we have to make decisions. Sometimes the people that we would like to choose may not be of our moral or Christian values, but we have to make decisions anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you go to a lot of churches, uh-huh, what do you do when you go to a church? Is it usually a weekend, a Sunday, or?
Right. Now, sometimes I'm there for a longer sessions. I like to also teach. Sometimes I ask the pastor if he would like for me to teach Sunday school. What I try to do then, Brother Townsley, is to incorporate some of my teaching and background. Hopefully it might help somebody. You know, if we can help educate people, help advocate for our principles, and then to participate, I think that's the order of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need a spiritual awakening. Everybody, I think, should be cognizant of that. If we don't get back to absolutes and moral values, I believe it was Theodore Roosevelt said, to educate a man in mind and not in morals is to educate a menace to society. And so somebody has to determine what the values are. In the old Jewish Old Testament, they had 613 laws. But they had laws about diets, clothing, and different things, and they had the Ten Commandments that God gave to Moses. And even though we're not under the law so far as keeping the Sabbath day, the moral principles of, you know, parents obeying parents and telling the truth and all like that, not killing and stealing and so on, those are still applicable today, in my opinion.
Sure, absolutely. Well, appreciate your ministry, what you're doing. It's be able to meet with you again, see you again. That's a blessing.
Oh, my. Right here at the Sword of the Lord in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Gospel Light Baptist Church, we've had some great preaching, Brother Townsley. I think you're preaching too, aren't you, this week?
Yeah, I think in the morning.
Well, that'll be wonderful, I know. Yeah. And thank you that you would be kind to me and allow me to be a part of your podcast.
Sure appreciate it. Thank you. God bless. Folks, we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. You can also follow at Dr. Townsley on Twitter or on Facebook at Jim Townsley.